Welcome to episode 2419 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day two of our series. We are exploring a theme to spark your creativity. Many of you have reached out to let me know that you feel like the world is such a different place and you're not sure of your role in it anymore, or you'd like to do something completely different and you're not sure how to get started. Meditation is a fantastic way for you to get curious, for you to relax your mind and body and open up to something new. And that's what you'll be guided through in each series this week. You also have a challenge this week. In every series, we have a challenge, and this is a way for you to go a little more deeply with the theme and to have a little fun with the theme. As you're exploring creativity, you are invited to go on a tolerance quest. Tolerance is a big buzzword these days. Tolerance can also be one of the pivotal ways for you to spark creativity. Because when you expose yourself to new ideas and new people, new concepts, new food, new art, new music, it can spark ideas that you may not have been exposed to before. So it allows you to let go of the familiar a little and to embrace the unknown, or to be more tolerant of things that maybe you weren't so open to before. So this is a fun quest. And I also encourage you to keep a creativity journal this week. Write down ideas that come to your mind that you might not have thought of before, or maybe you're having a conversation with someone and they mention something that you'd like to explore a little more. Get curious this week. I want to share with you a little insight about creativity to keep in mind. This is from an article on a site called litternauts.com, and the article is titled, "The Key Elements of the Creative Process." They explain how every creative process goes through four stages: preparation, incubation, illumination, and verification. So I want to share with you today the very first stage as you launch into this Spark Your Creativity series. Preparation can be where you start the process of your creative journey this week. They talk about in the article how this first stage may vary slightly depending on whether you know what you want to do with your creativity. If you know how you want to express yourself creatively, they recommend going through a documentation process where you write out all of the ways you could express yourself creatively. The other way is that if you're not sure how to be creative, maybe you're going through a dry spell and you're just not really sure what you want to do, but you have this desire to express yourself differently. In that case, they recommend getting inspired by exposing yourself to different people and places and what you'll be doing on your tolerance quest. Going out there and embracing the differences you see in the world. This can help that creative part of your mind start making connections with the familiar as well as with what might be unknown, and allow yourself to get a little uncomfortable when you explore something new. It might surprise you. You might begin to appreciate a situation better when you expose yourself to newness. So this is how you could launch into and prepare your creative journey this week. You're going to be guided in a meditation today using an affirmation. Affirmations are a powerful way to help you focus on your intention. The affirmation is, I open up to the world around me. And before I guide you in the meditation, I want to share that what I often do when I'm starting something new or prepping or preparing to spark my own creativity is I often go on a cleanse. Sometimes it's a 3-day cleanse. Sometimes it's a cleanse I do for a day. And I want to share with you my favorite cleanse is by COSO. It's K-O-S-O. And this is actually R's COSO, the letter R, apostrophe S, R's COSO. It gives you a mind-body reset. I love taking part in this ancient Japanese tradition of COSO. It is a prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic all in one. It's been done for centuries. It's a fermented traditional drink made from over 100 fruits and plants to boost your immunity naturally. It supports your gut health, your mental clarity, so you can be more creative, and even your skin condition, you may notice, improves. You can give yourself a monthly or seasonal cleanse, or you can support your health daily with COSO. And that's what I do. I do this seasonally, monthly, and I also take a little COSO daily. As a sponsor of this podcast now, COSO is offering 10% off your purchase. So if you want to take part in the ancient tradition of COSO with me this week, you can visit rscoso, the letter R, the letter S, and then koso.com/meditate daily. So I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you straighten your spine and close your eyes, slightly elevate them upward in a gentle way. Begin to relax your mind and your body, noticing how you feel today and honoring your emotions. Begin to inhale and exhale through your nose, opening up to whatever may happen today. Again, I encourage you to write down any creative sparks that come to you as you meditate each day this week. Now, as you inhale and exhale gently through your nose, think about something you've been wanting to do, some way you've been wanting to express yourself. This is your creativity, this unique part of who you are. I invite you to repeat out loud, engaging the power of your voice to really awaken your consciousness. Repeat. I open up to the world around me. I open up to the world around me. Notice how you feel. Now mentally repeat this affirmation to yourself. I open up to the world around me. I open up to the world around me. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, opening up to whatever sparks your creativity. You are so worth slowing down for.